Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to have all of you here this morning, and we just want to welcome each and every one of you. We're honored by having you here today, and if this is your first time here at Oasis, we want to give you a warm Oasis welcome this morning. Let's give them a hand clap.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming. Amen. Praise God. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And I know that God has got something just for you today. You're not here just by happenstance, but you're here for a reason. And God is here. Amen. So we're just going to receive what God has for us today. Amen.
Amen.
And let me just speak over you before I turn over to Pastor. So just receive what God has today. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person this morning, Father God. Lord, we just thank you that your presence is here in this service this day. Father, and you are here to minister to every need, Father God. And Lord, I just speak blessings over your people. I speak in the name of Jesus. I declare that they are blessed coming in and they are blessed going out. And everything they put their hands to prospers in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that your blessings flow down, Father God, to their children, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that your presence, Father God, flows down to their children, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your word flows down to the children, Father. And we give you all praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Praise God. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. Do not poke your neighbor. And say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ on the rest of this service. And Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge this day. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people will make a drawing on the anointing of God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to help me. Speak through me, Holy Spirit. Preach through me. Teach through me. Help me to flow with you, Holy Spirit. Help me to say exactly what I should say today, the way that I should say it. And Father, I thank you that anytime your word is preached, you said signs and wonders follow your word. And we are preaching and teaching your word this day, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to go with your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1 and verse number 7. I need y'all to hang with me today. Y'all are good at drawing, so I'm going to get y'all to really, really draw it out today. Amen? Proverbs 1 and 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." In the Good News Translation, that same scripture says, "To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord." That is really good. Now, what we did this morning, we've really reverenced the Spirit of God in here in a special way today. I mean, it's been awesome. That same scripture in the Amplified says, "The reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping Him and regarding in Him as truly awesome, is the beginning and the preeminent part of knowledge, its starting point, and its essence." Another meaning of reverence is respect. Now today, I am very limited in myself what I could say to help you. I've studied, I prayed, I sought Him, but God wants to speak to you beyond what I can say, beyond what I know. Look past me, look and listen for God to speak and to minister to you in this service today. He wants to, and He will, if you'll reverence Him. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. So you determine, when you're drawing, you're determining how much of the flow is coming to you. And I promise you, it stops when you stop drawing. Ephesians 6 and 19 is that scripture. As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, we want to define reverence. I looked it up in the dictionary. I know we all think we know what it is in different things. I know I do in different things, but I like to read a lot of different definitions. It says, reverence is the deep respect for someone or something, to esteem highly, to value, to fear, to be afraid of. Now, we're not talking about fear like fear of a rattlesnake or fear of being killed or something like that. This is a reverential type of fear. It's just I stand in awe of the Lord, that kind of fear. I'm because of His presence is so holy, it's so wonderful. To revere, reverential fear. It means we don't treat or take it lightly. Reverence is showing something done in a deeply respectful way. We reverence the Spirit of God by giving tithes and offerings, by our service to Him, by our respect for authority, by giving Him time, by prayer, by reading His Word, by coming to the services. We reverence Him by not talking unnecessarily in the services. We reverence the Spirit by being spiritually hungry. We reverence the Spirit by paying attention and listening carefully. God will speak to us if we'll reverence Him. We should listen for God's voice through whoever is speaking. People that don't respect or reverence the things of God, they don't get anything out of going to the service. You know, you can have two people that go to a church service, and one of them can say, "That was the best service I've ever been in my life. Did you hear that scripture today? Didn't your eyes, weren't they opened when you heard that scripture today? That just changed my life." And the one sitting right next to them can say, "I didn't get nothing out of it today. Not a thing." There's two people in the same service. One of them is reverencing the Spirit of God and one of them is not. And I tell you, we get what we draw on, what we reverence. It's disrespectful not to draw or pay attention. It causes us not to receive. I'm going to do some meddling today. If you're checking your emails and catching up on Facebook while you're in service, you probably won't get anything out of the service. Now, let me tell you something, but it's your own fault. It's not that the message wasn't here and the Word wasn't here and God had revelation and He had something He wanted to speak to your life and answers that He wanted to give you. It's that you weren't paying attention. By not reverencing the Spirit, it's disrespectful to the Spirit of God. I know years ago, I had to do a continuing education class in Montgomery. And I didn't have to do it in Montgomery, but I wanted to do it in Montgomery because of this particular teacher that taught it. He was so interesting. He was an elderly gentleman, but he was so interesting. He had been in real estate all of his life, and I wanted to hear what he had to say. It's continuing ed, so it's required every few years. And so I went, and this is lots and lots of people. Sitting behind me, there are two teachers. They can't keep their mouth shut. And I'm saying that nicely, because I was not a happy camper. They were disturbing. They were loud. And they were just talking. He's speaking. I'm trying to hear everything that man has got to say. I need to know what he's saying. I want to know. I want to learn. But they are running their mouths. And the reason I know they're teachers, because I could hear everything they were saying. And I'm trying not to be distracted by them, but they are so obnoxiously loud. I mean it. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm sure those teachers wouldn't stand for their students being disrespectful. They may have had the attitude, "Well, I have to be here, but I don't have to listen or pay attention." The shameful thing in that is some people in the body of Christ have that feeling about going to church. "Well, I have to be here. My wife said I had to be here. My husband said I had to be here. My parents said I had to be here, but I don't have to listen and I don't have to pay attention." But it's not reverence in the Spirit of God. And it'll cause you to miss out. Everybody right around you may get miracles and breakthroughs and something wonderful happen, and you won't receive a thing. And it's not because of God. It's because of us, the receiving end. God is always speaking. He's always doing. He's always performing miracles. He's always giving answers. The receiving end is messed up so many times, and it's us on the receiving end. "Well, I have to come to church." No, you get to come to church. Well, I have to serve in the church. No, you get to serve in the church. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And if it's not, you're looking at it wrong. We disrespect God by taking His things lightly. Whatever. It's no big deal. The things of God are a big deal. They're a very, very big deal. Luke 8 and 18, thank y'all for drawing. I'm telling you, thank you for drawing. I mean it. You're affecting this service. You're affecting the utterance. Luke 8 and 18 in the Amplified, so be careful how you listen. For whoever, get this, has a teachable spirit, a teachable heart, to him more understanding will be given. And whoever does not have a longing for truth, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. Matthew 11, 15, King James says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. In the Message, it says, are you listening to me? Really listening? Sometimes we look like we're listening, but we're not listening. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know the husbands can say thank you for that one. And the wives can say thank you for that one. In the service, you know, the gifts of the Spirit were in operation, and that went wonderful today. Everybody reverenced the Spirit of God. It was wonderful. Sometimes there are word of wisdom and word of knowledge may come out in a service. And we reverence the Spirit of God. Let's just say Pastor Sharon called out people with back problems and said that the Lord is healing people with back problems right now. And maybe she said, just sit there, or maybe she said, come up front, you know, at this time. Well, to reverence the Spirit of God, you'd come up quickly. But if you didn't have a back problem, you'd stay in your seat. See, because a lot of people say, well, I just want hands laid on me. That's not what was called out. That was not the way the flow of the Spirit was moving. He may deal with you today. He may give you something by the Spirit, but don't disrespect the Spirit by getting out there on something that's not. There may be another time that you can, or somebody right by you may have a leading to pray for you at that time. But I'm telling you, flow with the Spirit and we'll see greater manifestations of His glory and His Spirit moving as we flow with Him better. Well, you know, I need my headache prayed for, and I need it prayed for right now. Not now. If she just called out backs, backs and heads are two different things. There's something wrong with your head, and it's causing you to want to come down when the back's prayed for. Thank you very much. But just reverence His Spirit by waiting. Reverence His Spirit by watching somebody else receive what they need. Your time will come, I assure you. God is not going to let yours go to... He's going to give you what you need. We reverence His Spirit by realizing this is a big deal. People are being prayed for. This is a big deal. I don't need to be moving around unnecessarily while people are being prayed for. I'm reverencing His Spirit. I don't need to be talking unnecessarily while this is going on. Y'all still with me? You gone home? Okay, I'm going to go further then. Y'all going to let me pull it on up. We're going to keep going. Thank you. Thank you. Matthew 13. Matthew 13, starting verse number 53. This is in the Living Bible. I'll read you a few verses here. When Jesus had finished giving these illustrations, He returned to His hometown, Nazareth in Galilee, and taught there in the synagogue, and astonished everyone with His wisdom and His miracles. How is that possible? The people exclaimed. He's just a carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, they all live here. How can he be so great? And they became angry with him. One of the Amplified says they took offense at him, refusing to believe in him. In the Message, it says, who does he think he is? And they got their noses out of joint. That's in the Message. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own country and among his own people. So he did only a few great miracles there because of their unbelief. They didn't reverence the Spirit of God. And Jesus, in his own hometown, he's doing miracles everywhere. Everywhere. In his own hometown, he could do very little because they didn't reverence the anointing that was upon him. They treated him with disrespect. They lightly esteemed Jesus. It's only the carpenter's son. They're talking down to him about him. They're condescending. Ooh, I hate that. Who is he? They lightly esteemed him. They place little value on him. Where does he get these things? We do the same thing. Hang on. Y'all fell off the bus. Sometimes we do the same thing. That's just so-and-so speaking. We lightly esteem who God is using. They didn't see the anointing on Jesus. When you and I judge after the flesh, all we see is the natural. If we disrespect the ministry gifts and the anointings God has placed in our life, Lord, open my eyes to see other people the way you see them. When you and I see people wrong, we disrespect the anointing, and it stops us from hearing and receiving from God and affects how we hear. Let's say you're here today, and, okay, I'm going to use myself since I'm the one speaking today, and you're mad at me. You're offended at me. Well, maybe I didn't shake your hand or hug your neck, or I said something that you took one way and I didn't mean it that way, or maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, and I've hurt your feelings. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, if you don't get over it, it will affect how you hear, and you won't hear anything, and you won't get anything. I'm serious. God can be moving in our midst in a mighty, 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 mighty way, and you won't receive anything because you're mad, and that offense is blocking you from hearing properly. You can't hear, and you don't recognize that God is moving. And to keep you from receiving what God has for you. Carnal people are people ruled by the flesh, and they esteem the things of God lightly. Okay, I'm going to step in it again, okay? We're fixing to get back in that bus. That's just a Wednesday night service. That's just a Sunday night service. No big deal. Whatever. Casual Christians who have a casual relationship with the Lord, they become lukewarm spiritually because they treat the things of God with disrespect. No big deal. Keith Moore, y'all have heard of Keith Moore. He said he was at Rhema. He was teaching healing school for Brother Hagin. And back when Brother Hagin was still alive, and he said he was teaching this, he was there getting up some stuff or whatever, and one of the former students came up to him, and he said, you know, how's it going, whatever, and he said, it's going real good, you know, and he started, you know, just having a conversation. Then he said, well, how's the old man doing? And Brother Keith said, he had to put his hand in his pocket. He said, because really his first impression was to slap the guy. He said, just give him a little slap. He needs a little slap to wake him up because he's talking disrespectful about the man of God. Hello? And that can apply to everybody, talking disrespectful about each other. I mean, I'm not trying to say one above the other, but I'm saying he recognized that guy shouldn't have been talking like that. He's disrespecting that anointing. Well, hang on. Do you think he's going to receive anything from that anointing when he's talking that disrespectful about that anointing? No. He doesn't reverence the anointing that's on that guy. And he didn't think anything about it. You know why? Because this world system, people are rude and they're crude. And you know, we kind of flow with that sometimes. And we're not supposed to be rude and crude. We're not supposed to be harsh. When we're not reverencing God like we should be, we don't reverence the people that God is using. And we don't reverence the things of God, so we don't receive all God has for us. And affects how we hear. Amen. You won't see, and I won't see God in things and people until we show Him reverence, honor, and respect. Yes. We can all grow in this. Every one of us, we got room for growth. Every one of us, Lord have mercy, we got room for growth. Amen. Make a big deal. Look at your neighbor and say, make a big deal. Make a big deal. Make a big deal out of the things of God. Glory to God. Did y'all receive that from your neighbor? If you serve in the house of God in any capacity, it should be a big deal to you. You should treat it as a big deal. 2 Chronicles 31:21 says, in every work that he began in the service in the house of God and in the law and in the commandments, this is Hezekiah, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. His service to God honored God. It reverences God. It shows respect for God. Some people are asked to do things and they esteem it lightly. It's no big deal. whatever. But the things of God are a big deal.
Yes, they are.
And if we treat it as if it's no big deal, you won't show up. Hang on. Hang on, I need to hit this one again. If we treat it as if the things of God as this is no big deal, you won't show up. Hang on, maybe I can get it on this side. I need some amens. I need something going on over here, you understand? If we treat the things of God as they're no big deal, we won't show up.
Amen.
We're getting there. When you're asked to serve, you won't be there. You won't be able to be counted on. We went to a church years ago, and they'd have a dinner, and people signed up to bring stuff for the dinner. They'd have a church-wide, you know, dinner like we do. And they'd have to go and pull the list at the end and say, okay, now, this person signed for this, this, and this, and we know this person's not going to show up. Their name's on the list, but you can't count on them to show up. They're just not going to be there. They might. They could. It's possible. If a miracle happened, they could show up. But unless the Lord is riding in their car, they're probably not going to show up. Because you can't count on them to show up. Oh, this is good. This is much better than you realize. This is really, really good preaching right here. Then whoever was in charge would say, we better get someone else to bring what they were supposed to bring. Why? Because you can't count on them. But that's not reverencing God. And the reason you can't count on them, it's no big deal. So I didn't come. I didn't bring the chicken. I didn't bring the sides. Well, what if everybody had that attitude? That's right. We esteem the things of God lightly. Whatever it is, whatever your job is in the body, take it seriously. Esteem it highly. Value it. Well, I'm a door greeter. Praise God you are. Amen. And you're here every time the doors are open to greet the people.
Amen.
Well, I'm a parking lot attendant. Well, you're here to do the parking lot when people come. Glory to God. Faithful in little, ruler over much.
Amen.
If we have a casual relationship with God, we won't see Him move. He'll be moving all around us, but we won't see Him and we won't hear Him. Broken record. Don't treat the things of God lightly. Don't treat your serving God lightly. Don't treat the people of God lightly.
Amen.
They disrespected the anointing that was on Jesus in His own hometown. He could not do many mighty works. That's just Jesus. We know Him. We know His brothers and His family. They esteemed Him lightly. People say, I would never do that if it was Jesus. Really? Well, Jesus is speaking through whoever.
Amen.
Whoever. Amen. He's speaking by the Holy Spirit through whoever's ministering. I'm not talking about just pastor. I'm talking we got great teachers here that teach. And I'm telling you, He's speaking through whoever.
Amen.
We went to Creflo Dollars. We actually went there twice as a church. We got a van and we got the few little people we had. And we said, we're going to go on a Friday night service and we're going to go hear Pastor Creflo Dollar. And we went up there, and you know, they didn't announce when he was going to be at that, if he was going to be ministering or not, and I understand that, because some people won't come if he's not ministering. Hang on, you almost missed it. That was good. Because they esteem that other person not as good. And one time we went up there with the church, and he was ministering. It was wonderful. And I believe it was the next time, I could have my sequence wrong, the next time we went, and it was somebody else. And, oh, we're not going to get to hear Brother Creflo. No, God's got something for us. If we reverence the Spirit, God even moved Pastor Dollar to this other spot so I could get and you could get what we need to hear through this other person, because he's got the message that God's trying to get to us. So we don't, no, we don't disrespect that anointing. We used to go to Brother Hagin's meetings a lot in many different cities. We'd drive and, I mean, we'd go. We went to a lot of different places. And I know almost every time, everybody, I mean, the place would be just packed out on the service nights. the service mornings, sometimes he would be teaching, sometimes he wouldn't. It just depended on how the Spirit led him and whatever he was able to do or led to do. And sometimes it'd be somebody else. Well, when they caught wind that it was somebody else, the attendance would be like a fifth of what it was when he was speaking. Because they said, well, and some of them get mad. Walking out, he ain't speaking this morning. I got up and I came to hear him speak, and he ain't even speaking. It's somebody else. Well, you wasn't going to get nothing no way. Because you're not reverencing the Spirit of God anyway. You got it all wrong. You got a bad attitude. You sure need to be here. You don't need to walk out nowhere. You might get hit by a car. You may be dead on your way home. I'm telling you, you better get yourself in here and get right. I can tell you something about reverencing. I heard Brother, who was it? It was, I know we heard Brother Jesse, but it was Brother Hagin. Years ago, he said there was a person, we don't have this. It's not why I'm saying it. There was this person, and I mean this, we do not have this. There was this person that was, he was evangelizing in this church, and lots of people. Brother Hagin's there, and he's ministering. The Spirit of God gave him a word of knowledge. He said, you're in this building tonight, and you've caused this ministry in this, he's talking about whoever this pastor was and whatever city this was. He said, you have caused them horrendous problems. And you've just done it, and you've done it, and you've done it, and I've dealt with you, and I've dealt with you, and I've dealt with you. The Spirit of God was telling Brother Hagin this. He didn't even know who it was. And the Spirit of God said, tell him, you live within a stone's throw of this church. He said, the Spirit of God would say to you, you're going to drop dead. In the next, and he told him how many days it was, you're going to drop dead on your front porch. I think it was 7 days. He dropped dead on his front porch. You say, well, why did that happen? That wasn't the Spirit of God. He disrespected the Spirit. And you say, well, no, I you can't give me scripture and verse. I can. Ananias and Sapphira. They came. They lied to the Holy Spirit. We sold our land, and here's what we know. They both agreed to lie to the Holy Ghost. They didn't reverence that it was the Holy Ghost using those men of God. And they said, no, here's what we got. That's what we'll tell them. Here's what we got when we're giving it. Here's what we got. We're going to keep back this. And so that's what he did. And he said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Boom, dead on the spot. Wife comes up a couple hours later, she don't know he's dead. Why have you conspired together to lie to the Holy Ghost? Boom! She's dead. You say, huh? It's serious. It's serious. We got it. You know, we think, well, you know, if I have a tragedy in my life, that's when I'm gonna start serving God, and I'm gonna start reverencing him, and I'm gonna really get in there when I have a tragedy, and then I'm gonna put God on a shelf. When I'm through this, I'm putting him on a shelf. And God said, the day of the shelf is over. He said, the day of the shelf is over. The shelf's being torn down. It's time to reverence me now. It's time to show me glory and honor. You give me glory and honor, I'll give you honor. You honor me, I'll honor you. But you pay particular attention to reverencing me and my things. And don't say, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's no big deal. It's a big deal. The things of God are a big deal. Thank y'all for receiving this the way you're receiving it. See, when we're disrespectful to the things of God, it makes us where our ears are blocked off. We can't hear God. And then our eyes are shut, and we can't spiritually, and we can't see Him. Make a big deal out of the things of God. Make a big deal out of coming to the services. These are God's services. Make a big deal out of the ministries that the Lord allows you to do at this church. Don't esteem it lightly. God is allowing us to do His work. He is allowing us to come to His house. He is allowing us to experience His glory. What was that word this morning? The God's healing emotions. And, yeah, she gave it. She gave a word of the Lord. And I'm telling you, that if we reverence that, we'll receive that. Right. We'll receive that. Right. You say, well, that was probably for somebody else. Well, there you go. There you go. If you seek, you'll find. If you claim it, that word's for you. It might be for your neighbor, but it's for you too, I can guarantee you. That works for me. Glory to God, that works for all of us. But see, we don't make a big deal about it sometimes, like we should. Somebody, God will heal somebody in our midst. We say, boy, I can't wait till God does something big. He's doing something big. He's doing something big every day. He's doing something big in our life every day. But we're not seeing it because we're blind. We're not hearing it because we're deaf. And God said, open your eyes. Look around you. I'm moving. I'm blessing. I'm helping. I'm giving you the direction. Look at me. Reverence me. I'll take care of you. He's saying, just don't take my things lightly. Don't say it don't matter. It does matter. This is the things of God and it does matter. This is the work of God and it does matter. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and they'll say something that has happened in their life. It'll be something really good. And I'll insert something. I'll say, that was the favor of God. Or that was God. And they won't say a word. Nothing. They won't acknowledge anything about it being God in any way. And I'm like, that scares me. Maybe that's the wrong word. It repels me. I got to get away from that because you got to acknowledge. Acknowledge something God has done in your life. The Bible says in all your ways acknowledge Him. The amount we reverence Him, more our eyes open up. And we'll see things we never seen before. We'll hear things we never heard before. Even though you've read this scripture over and over and over and over and heard it over and over and over, suddenly you open it and you look at it and you're like, wow, I just saw it. Wow, that's God Almighty. That's my answer. You've read it 200 times and now you see it for the first time. Now you hear it for the first time. Just in our day. Pause sometimes. You're going to make a decision. You just pause. Just don't say, just acknowledge Him. Lord, I don't know what to do. Help me. Help me. Show me. Lead me. Guide me. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Show me, Holy Spirit. I don't know. I don't know. I can't make this decision without you. Help me. Yes. Answers come in the attitude of reverence. I want you to stand. Glory to God.
Yeah, if you'll humble yourself. If you'll humble yourself, I'll do a new thing. All things will be passed away. They'll no longer have a hold on you. They'll no longer have a pull on you. They'll no longer torment you. Yeah, I say, surrender, yield, give all. Let go. Let go and let me do my will for you, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory. Breakthrough.
Yes.
Breakthrough.
Yes. Yes.
Breakthrough.
Yes. Yes.
Breakthrough.
Yes.
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 Let go. Let go of the past. Let go of the hurts. Let go of the pain. Let go of those things that have held you back. And look up. Look up. Look up. For the Lord God Almighty is here.
Yes.
He's here.
Yes.
He's here.
Yes.
He's here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Deliverance is here. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. We have to let go of that thing so that the new thing can spring forth.
Yes.
God has got a new thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And as you reverence Him, as you reverence His presence, amen, that new thing will spring forth
yes.
in your life.
Yes.
And that old thing that the enemy thought that he had you bound with for the rest of your life no longer will have a hold
yes.
on you.
Yes.
Then give me, saith the Lord, something to work with.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory to
Give
God.
Give Him praise this
Glory
morning.
Glory to God.
Give Him praise this morning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory,
Glory
to, God.
To God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory
praise
to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, 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 glory,
glory,
glory, glory,
glory, glory to God.
Praise the name
glory
of the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the name
glory.
Of the Lord. Praise
glory.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just keep
glory.
Reverencing Him. Just keep reverencing
glory.
Him. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Praise you, Father God.
Glory,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.